ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागुंसष्टनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृत्तश्रवाः स्वस्ति न पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्ताक्षोररिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We are studying Mandukya Upanishad with Shankara Bhashyam. This is a unique Upanishad. The ideas conveyed in these Upanishads and the methodology which is followed, which is with reasoning, you can never find it in any other Upanishad. Therefore, a proper study of this Upanishad with the Bhashyam and understanding the logic of creation will result in moksha. Especially the fourth chapter, it analyzes the different philosophers, and then Gaudapada Acharya says why they are wrong and why Advaitam is right. We have finished 9 verses. Today we are going to study the 10th karika. In this particular karika, Gaudapada Acharya points out that whatever the other philosophers' theories are, we are primarily studying Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya and Vaisheshika. What he does is, he only gives us how Vaisheshika and Nyaya, how they destroy the philosophy of Sankhya and Yoga, and how Sankhya and Yoga destroy the philosophy of Vaisheshika and Nyaya. So he lets all these four matams, they fight with each other, and then establishes that Advaitam Ajativada is the final conclusion. In all these verses, what I suggest is you just listen. If you are able to follow the reasoning, it's fine. But towards the end of the discussion, Gaudapada Acharya in the 22nd karika, he will summarize all this and then he will say that this is my matam. And that you will clearly understand, and that verse will give you the final result of all this analysis. Basically, what we are studying in these verses, from 9th verse and the previous 2-3 verses, is theory of creation. Sankhya negates Nyaya, Nyaya negates Sankhya, and then finally Gaudapada Acharya says creation is an appearance exactly like the dream world. The conclusion you should understand. What are we all experiencing? We are all experiencing a beautiful world. But ultimately, from the point of the Adhishthanam, from the point of Turiyam, how do I see this creation? So what here he is trying to establish is, from the point of Turiya Atma, creation has not originated, but creation is an appearance. Not from the view of the waking state. In the waking state, you will say creation is absolutely real. But when you stand as the Turiya Atma, Gaudapadacharya and Shankaracharya is asking a question. What happened to the creation which you experienced in the waking state? That is how we should understand. Atma alone was, it is, and alone will be. Which Atma? Turiya Atma. Not the Vishwa waker, not the Taijasa dreamer, not the Prajna sleeper. Old age, death, they are all modifications of the body. Shad Vikaraha. But to Atma there is no Vikaraha. Atma is free from all modifications. So this is how we should try to understand the reasoning portion. We will see a lot of reasoning. Each verse gives you a reason. But Purvapakshi says, Jivatma is born out of Paramatma. Paramatma is not subject to birth or death, but Jivatma is born. What does Gaudapadacharya says? He says, you are Turiya Atma. As far as Jivatma and Paramatma are concerned, they are modifications at the lower level of appearance. Exactly like the dream world. And when you wake up to the, as a waker, you will say whatever was there, all the jivas in the dream world, all the objects in the dream world were nothing but an appearance. By their very nature, Jivatma, Paramatma, the difference which you see, Jiva and Jagat difference which you see, it is not Swabhavikam, it is not Vastavam, but it is an apparent seeming difference. In the next paragraph, here, what Shankaracharya wants to say is, mortality for oneself is an assumption. We think we are mortal, factually speaking, we are immortal. Very, very important conclusion, but it takes time to understand this. We have taken mortality to be the truth. Nowhere in the Veda it is said that the mortality is your swarupa. It is an assumption without inquiry. But then you will say, I see so many deaths every day. I hear of this death, that death. But death is of the body. Death is not for the jiva, which is Atma. For example, the earth is center of solar system. That was the belief long time ago. Earth is the center and sun goes around the earth. This is the geocentric system which was assumed as the truth. But then later on, scientists, they studied through telescopes the movement of the earth and the other planets and came to the conclusion that sun is the center. Planets are not going around the earth, but they are going around the sun. So, even though a minority of scientists will say that this is the truth, it takes time for the people to accept that truth. We, you by the time we finish all these karikas, you will understand the real nature of a jiva. At the moment, don't take yourself as mortal. You take body as mortal, but not the Atma as mortal. What are we doing? Birth and death, which belongs to the body at the physical level, we are trying to superimpose that on Atma, which is at a higher level. Like snake is superimposed on rope, mirage water is superimposed on the sand. We are slipping from our higher immortal nature, which is the truth. We are straying away from our real nature and we are doing a mistake. By doing sadhana of karma yoga, upasana yoga, what Gaudapada Acharya says, at the end of your inquiry, you will realize that all the sadhanas, the karma yoga, upasana yoga, they were all stepping stones to understand the final result, which is declared in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad mantra, Asato ma sadgamayaha. This is the prayer of a person who is in karma yoga lifestyle. He is not a jnani. A karma yogi will say, oh Lord, lead me from asat to sat. Asat means from unreal world to the sat turiyam brahma. Lead me from tamasoma jyotirgamaya. From darkness, lead me to light. Light is turiya atma. Darkness is our waking state. Mrityoma amritangamaya. From mortality, which is the darkness, which is the asat, lead me to immortality, which is Turiyatma. A beautiful prayer for all seekers. You can take this mantra and chant in meditation and see the meaning of this for junior seekers, not for senior seekers. This mantra is for karma yogi people. But once you reach jnana yoga, what should be your prayer? Purnamala purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadhaya purnameva vartishtate. So everything is nothing but this purnam atma only. Sometimes they give an example of a children playing with a coin. The coin is faced on the forehead and taken out, and then the child is told to tap his head to take it out. So the child keeps on hitting his head, thinking that the coin is there in his forehead. And the coin should fall down is his hope. But the truth is, the other children have taken the coin away from him, and when he closes his eyes, yes, they have taken the coin, and he keeps on hitting his head. That is exactly our story. We are all hitting ourselves to remove mortality. Mortality is not our real nature. This is a very big fact, not easy to accept in the beginning, but towards the end of a seeker's journey, the guru tells him, the moksha which you are seeking is already sought. Why? Because moksha is nityaha. It takes a lot of effort to understand the final statement of Vedanta. I am always free. I am always free. That should be your thought process. I think I am subject to birth and death. It is jnana adhyasa, involving a thought. I, the Atma Sakshi, is observing a thought in the mind. Again and again, the mind keeps on thinking of old age, what will happen to me in the old age, what will happen to me when I die, what will happen to my children. First of all, understand that you are immortal. That will give you a lot of security in life. Then you can extend that to your children and everybody else. Nobody is mortal. That is what Lord Krishna taught to Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter in the 20th verse to Arjuna. Right in the battlefield where thousands of people are going to die, what was the teaching there? Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyah ajo nityam sashvatoyam puranah na hanyate hanyamane sharire. You are not killing the atma of Bhishma, Drona. Atma cannot be killed. You are killing the body. Body is born and it will be gone whether you kill or not. Manisha Panchakam gives the positive connotation. If you have studied Manisha Panchakam, it's a very small 5 verses written by Shankaracharya. There he tells you the right convictions which we all should have. With this we finish the 18th volume of notes. Each note is about 200 pages. We have finished almost like 3600 pages of Mandukya Upanishad. In case you have come somewhere in between, you want to have all the notes, you write to us, we will send you all the notes with the recordings of all the lectures till today. For people who are starting new, because there were a few people who asked me this question, can we get the videos of the previous classes? Now we go into the 11th karika. These verses 11 to 22 are important karikas to understand my immortal nature through reasoning. What Shankaracharya says is, nobody has an anubhava that he has been born. Nobody has an anubhava that he will die or he is dying. Nobody has this anubhava. Other people will say that this person is dying, but that is the body dying. Other people will say the body was born, the child was born. What is the mistake we commit? The child is also Atma. But the body is born for some purpose. We will see the purpose is declared in the 22nd Karika. Now we move on to the 11th Karika. Introduction to 11th Karika by Shankaracharya. What he says is, in Karika number 11, 12 and 13, we are going to elaborate how Sankhya negates Vaisheshika, how Vaisheshika negates Sankhya. That is one of the purpose of Karika 11, 12 and 13. By doing this, what does Gauda Padacharya establish? That all these theories are wrong. My theory, which is Ajatibada, is right. First, Vaisheshika refutes Nyaya. We should first understand what is Sankhya. What is Sankhya? Sankhya theory. Sankhya theory is Satkaryavada. Satkaryavada means there is a world which is there and it exists. It is Satya. What is the Moola Karanam of this world? It is Prakriti. It is the original cause, and the universe exists in potential form in Prakriti. Prakriti is like a power. From there you get, it is an, when you say Prakriti, it is another word for Prakriti is Maya. So Prapancha, the world which we see, is a Prakriti's evolution. So what is Prakriti has become the universe. Let us see what are the examples. Gold has become chain. Clay has become pot. Wood has become furniture. Prakriti is the cause. Prapancha. Prapancha means world. The Panchabhutas. The world consisting of five elements. So in this Satkaryavada, which is of Sankhya, it is called as Prakriti Parinama Vada. Changing Prakriti, changing gold is the ring and chain and bangle. Changing five elements is this world. So what is the cause? Cause is the gold. It is appearing as chain, ring, bangle. What is pot? It is clay appearing as pot. What is the world? World is Panchabhutas appearing as the world. World will include your body, my body, the mind, everything, anatma. Prakriti is avyaktam, unmanifest. World is manifest. Manifest means I can see it with my five sense organs. But what is the conclusion? World is nothing but its cause. Cause and effect are one and the same substance. Now this is the fundamental philosophy of Satkaryavada. This is the Sankhya system. This is refuted by Vaisheshika. We'll see how. The arguments are given in 11, 12 and 13. How Vaisheshika refutes Sankhya theory of creation. How they refuse cause and effect theory. Now these portions are called as mananam portions of Advaitam to prove Advaitam alone is right. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika is wrong because they are wrong. Logically we'll establish. But it takes a lot of strength of the mind to understand slowly. Some things you will understand, some things may be a little gray. But don't worry. Go through all these verses, hear it, and then let us see how your mind picks it up.
Karanam yasya vai karyam. Karanam yasya vai karyam. Karanam tasya jayate. Karanam tasya jayate. Jayamanam kathamajam. Jayamanam kathamajam. Pinnam nityam katham chatat. Pinnam nityam katham chatat.
So what is the what are the Vaisheshika saying about this, creation? Sankhya says gold alone appears as chain, wood appears as table. One and same substance is in two states, which is manifest state and unmanifest state. Unmanifest is called Karanavastha. Manifest state is called Karya Avastha. Karya means effect. Karanam means cause. Karanam is Maya Shakti, which is Ajnana Avastha. I don't know where the world is. So there is Avastha Beda, Parantu Vastu Aikyam. In your matram, Vaisheshika says, Karanam is equal to Karya. Cause alone is born in the form of product. Gold alone is in the form of chain. What Vaisheshika says, don't say bangle is born. Bangle is an appearance. Normally we say prapancha is born from prakriti. What we should say, prakriti is appearing as prapancha. Is prakriti jatam or ajatam? Jatam means born. Is prakriti jatam or ajatam? Ajatam means unborn. What Vaisheshika says is very important point in their argument. Whatever is Karanam, you can never talk about Ajam. Ajam means unborn. See how he will explain this. If Prakriti is Karanam, it cannot be Ajam. If Prakriti is Ajam, it cannot be Karanam. Ajam means unborn. Prakriti is said to be Ajam. At the same, Prakriti is unborn. Prakriti is the cause. Cause cannot be born. But then you are saying it is Karanam also. It is cause also. He will explain this further in the next paragraph. For example, he takes here he takes the example of milk and curd. Milk is the cause, curd is the effect. Two states of one substance is equal to satkaryavada. Karanam is equal to karya. Gold transforms to become ornaments. Mula Karanam Prakriti is born as Karya. This is where the contradiction lies. What he says is, if it is birthless, if Prakriti is birthless, if it is the ultimate cause, then you cannot say that the cause is born as the world. Katham ajam uchyate, how can you say Prakriti is birthless? Vaisheshika asked this to Sankhya. If it is birthless, it cannot be the cause of the world. That is his main argument. Ajam cha jayate iti cha, contradiction number one, Prakriti is birthless and is born as Mahat, is born as the five elements. The second contradiction is, Prakriti is birthless and transforms, it is born as the universe and it is Nityam. Prakriti is Nityam. If Prakriti is appearing as something, it cannot be Nityam. These are the two main arguments which Vaisheshika talks to which Vaisheshika says, in your Sankhya Matam, there cannot be a birth of the world from the cause, and it cannot be Nityam. Prakriti cannot, in the Sankhya Matam, in Sankhya, Prakriti means the Pancha Bhutas are Nityam. Nityam means they are ever the same. But then if they are born as five elements, there will be a transformation in Prakriti. That is what Vaisheshika is saying. Prakriti is the Moola Karanam. You see, in all these arguments, what you should keep in mind is, what is the Moola Karanam? What is the ultimate cause of this world? Is Panchabhuta ultimate cause of the world, or is Brahman or Turiyam the ultimate cause of the world? All other philosophers, they say Prakriti is the cause. There is nothing called as Turiya Atma. And that is how Gaudapadacharya is going to turn the tables in the 22nd Karika, and he will say, all what you are saying about Prakriti, about world, about everything about this Anatma, it is all refuted because your theory is with loopholes. He will start giving the loopholes slowly, but you have to understand each matam properly. Four words are used: Prakriti, Karanam, Unborn, Ajatam, and Nityam. So four words are used for Prakriti. Four words are used for Prapancha. Prapancha, Karyam. You see, in the case of Prakriti, it is Karanam. In the case of world, universe, it is Karyam. In the case of Prakriti, it is unborn. In the case of world, it is born. In the case of Prakriti, it is eternal. In the case of world, it is incidental. So in all these 11th and the 12th Karika, these eight words are used by Vaisheshika to refute Sankhya. What does he say? He says, Vaisheshika says, let's first understand what Sankhya says. Sankhya says no new thing can be created. Vaisheshika says, what doesn't exist alone can be created. If it exists, it is already there. If world is existing, then it cannot be created. So gold is born in the form of ornaments. What is the old language? Ornaments are born out of gold. Furniture is born out of wood. Clothes are born out of fibers. Prapancha is born out of Prakriti. But what is the new language? Gold itself is appearing in the form of ornaments. Wood itself is born in the form of furniture. Slight difference in the language which is used. So fundamentally, Prakriti, we cannot say it is unborn. That is what is the ultimate dosha. If Prakriti is born as the universe, one can say Prakriti is born as the universe. That is the first dosha. The second dosha is Prakriti is Nitya. If Prakriti is changing, and you say it is a changing cause, like gold changes to become ornament. So can we say gold is Nityam? Cannot. We cannot say gold is Nityam. Ornament, it changes. This is one type of argument. We will see more arguments in other mantras. In this, main thing is, milk perishes to become the curd. There is no more milk left. Now this type of cause, where the cause itself perishes when the product is produced, is called as parinamika, changing cause. What is Advaitin saying? Try to remember at the back of your mind. Advaitin says, there is no cause, there is no effect finally. What remains is, there is only one Turiya Atma. At a junior level, we say that Turiya Atma is the cause, but it is a changeless cause. Many times in the other Upanishads, we have seen Mundaka Upanishad and Prashna Upanishad. Brahman is Karanam, world is Karanam. But that is at a junior level. Ultimately, the conclusion is Brahman or Turiyam is beyond Karyam and Karanam. Then we also talk about being with part and without parts. Anything with parts is subject to negation. The entire solar system is with parts. Like my body has got hand, legs, these are all parts, avayavam. So anything with part, the whole universe, the whole cosmos is with parts. And it is not nityam, but it is anityam. Anityam means it is not there permanent. Then he will say that maybe one part of the Prakriti transforms and the other part remains constant. For example, he gives the example of mother. One part is nityam, body is nityam, but only the stomach part expands and gives rise to a baby. Can there be like that? One part of Prakriti is changeless, another part is changing. To which Shankaracharya says in the next paragraph that Prakriti does not have any, if it is the ultimate cause, it cannot have any parts. You're contradicting your own matam. That's what he says. So this is in general about one reasoning in Karika number 11, which is Vaisheshika to Sankhya. Now the next is 12th Karika. It's same idea is given in the 12th, 11, 12, 13. These are very similar arguments. And what he says is, Karanam is Prakriti, Karyam is Prapancha. Karanam is unborn because it is Mula Karan. It is the causeless cause. And that Prakriti is Nitya. And Prapancha is Anitya. What Vaisheshika says is that these are contradictory ideas. How can you say something is a cause at the same time it is nityam? That is his argument. Okay. Karyam, two absurdities in Sankhya method is Karyam is birthless and Karanam is Anityam and it is perishable. These are argument which is given by the Vaisheshikas. Let's read the 12th month Karika.
Karanadyananyatvam Atakaryavajam yati Atakaryamajamyati Jayamanadhivaikaryat Karanam te katham dhruvam Karanam te katham dhruvam.
Another type of argument used by the Vaisheshika is, they say if Karanam is the cause and it is permanent and it is eternal, if Karanam is the cause which is eternal, then the product of Karanam should also be eternal. See, very beautiful argument. When you see the slides, you will know. What do they say? Karyam, first absurdity is karyam is equal to karma, and both are unborn. Therefore, you are saying that karyam is also unborn. If you say prakriti, for this, what Sankhya will say, his argument will be one part of prakriti is nityam, another part is anityam, which we have seen in the last paragraph. But what Vaisheshika says is, you can't have a hen, one to lay the eggs and one for cooking. In Sankhya, prakriti is partless. If something is partless, it cannot give effect of panchabhutas. That is one simple argument in this 12th mantra. Advaitam, one of the meanings is non-duality. In chapter 3, the special technical meaning was taken up, which is Advaitam is which cannot become dual. See, we have seen in Advaitam that the Advaitam is a word which occurs in the 7th mantra. Now, in the 7th mantra, Advaitam means what? Turiya Atma. Turiya Atma cannot become dual. It is non-dual always. Therefore, what is the creation we are saying? The creation which we are saying is an apparent creation. Advaitam, if it is not changing, it cannot be cause at all. Therefore, in the 4th chapter, Turiya Atma is established as Akarana Atma. Very important fact which is you have to register in the 4th chapter. We will see this in the following verses. As you go through these verses, slowly this meaning will come to you. So if Turiyam is not the cause of the waker, then what is the waker and the dreamer and the sleeper? It is only an appearance. This is the conclusion. Look at the logic. Logic is what? Turiyam is never a karana because it is changeless. Avyavaharyam, it is Niravayavam. Niravayavam means partless. See, this is our true nature. Whenever you say Turiyam, you should say my nature is changeless, pure consciousness. I don't become the waker. Wakerhood is an apparent experience in creation. But I am not at all affected. How a dreamer and a waker? Waker is never affected by the dreamer's world. Similarly, Turiyam, which is a higher order of reality, is never affected by the waker, dreamer, sleeper. This is what we have to crystallize in our thinking. The whole universe is not a product of Atma. This is the gist of all these mantras. Whatever we are studying, the gist is what? That is why Gaudapadacharya negates, I am not a waker, I am not a dreamer, I am not the sleeper. Who am I? I am Turiya Atma. In Nirvana Shatkam, I am not the Buddhi, I am not the body, I am not the mind. Who am I? Shivaha Satchidananda Rupa. Anatma Prapancha, universe, is an appearance in Atma, it is not produced in by Atma. Because production will involve change. Milk will change to curd. Gold will change to ornaments. But how does this happen? It happens through ignorance. Like rope appears as rope snake, Turiya Atma appears as the universe, appears as the waker, dreamer, sleeper. Due to Maya Shakti. Maya Shakti consists of two things. One is Artha Adhyasa and Jnana Adhyasa. Adhyasa means superimposition. Wrongly superimposed world is the problem. And what are the best mantras in Bhagavad Gita for superimposition? Maya tatamidam sarvam jagatapyaktamurtina mastani sarvabhutani achastham cheteshvavastitah. The whole world is pervaded by me, means it is superimposed on me, the Turiya Atma. The very next verse, Nacha Mastani Bhutani. What does it mean? Ultimately, the world is not even superimposed on me, but it is I alone exist ultimately. How do you account for creation talked about by several philosophers? Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, all of them talk about Srishti. Next, Gaudapada Acharya takes even Srishti of Purva Mimamsa. What does Purva Mimamsa? Purva Mimamsa means Veda Purva portion. What does it say? It says Bhagavan need not create the universe because it is always there. So they say the world is always there. Creation is there for other philosophers. The entire fourth chapter is analysis of the Srishti Vadas, the creation theories of different schools of thought. Different schools of philosophy. Third chapter, Swamata Sthapanam. In the third chapter, Gaudapada Acharya establishes Advaita Mata. That is why the chapter is called Advaita Prakarana. Even in the second chapter, it is Swamata Sthapanam. In the second chapter, what was said? Prapancha Upashama. And in the fourth chapter, it is Paramatha Nirakaranam. It is a refutation of other schools. So, Gaudapada Acharya negates the Satkaryavada through the Vaisheshikas in chapter 4. And Asatkaryavadas he has negated in the third chapter. So basically what science also says, nothing can be newly created, that is the law of conservation of energy and matter. Universe was there in potential form, that is Satkaryavada. In the 11th, Gaudapada Acharya negates in the 11th and 12th verse, the Sankhya Mata. But what is the essence of the argument? Prakriti and Prapancha are not two different things, but they are one substance only. Prakriti itself is appearing as the Prapancha. So that is what is the main argument. Don't say that one is Nityam and another is Anityam. We can say both are nityam or both are anityam, because cause is appearing as effect. If ornaments are impermanent, gold is also impermanent because it is the cause. So that is what is explained in the 13th verse. Now we'll see.
Ajadvaija yate yasya drishtantastasya nasti vai.
So then here he gives the illustration, an example, that the effect is born out of an unborn cause. So here what does he say? There are three possibilities. Either both are nityam, both are anityam. Anityam means impermanent, nityam means eternal. Prakriti is karanam, prapancha is karyam. One is the cause, another is the effect. You cannot say that one is nityam, another is anityam. That's what he says here in this mantra. So two conditions of one vastu are there. One is in manifest form, another is an unmanifest form. What is unmanifest? Prakriti. That is what we experience in our sleep state. When we go to our sleep state, we go to our seed form. Our seed form is that ignorant state. That is unmanifest. So panchabhutas, they exist in unmanifest condition and in manifest condition. So prapancha need not be born out of prakriti, because it is the same vastu. There is no karya karana sambandha between prakriti and prapancha. So sambandha, when you say there is a karanam and there is a karyam, there is no karana karya sambandha between the world and prakriti. Prakriti cannot be the ultimate cause. What is the ultimate cause in Vedanta? Consciousness. Consciousness, existence is the ultimate cause. Ultimate cause in the Sankhya and Yoga is what? Prakriti. That is what is being refuted. Matter cannot be the ultimate cause of this world, because matter is only appearing as this world. Matter in unmanifest form and matter in manifest form. How do you arrive at prakriti as nityam? Nityam means anadi. Anadi means what? Beginningless, and it is endless. We don't see the pramanam. There is no pramanam to arrive at your conclusion. What the Shastra say? Shastra says not prakriti is the karanam for the world. Shastra says Brahman is the karanam. What is Brahman? Brahman is the ultimate cause of this universe. Where do you find this? Taittiriya Upanishad. Yathova imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti. That from which the world is born, that from which all the beings are formed, is called as Brahman. What is Sankhya saying? Matter is the cause for the prakriti, is the cause of the world. It is a logic which is being used. Karyam is prapancha, prakriti is the karanam, and seed is the karanam, tree is the karyam. But both of them, are they nityam or anityam? We cannot say that. From anitya prakriti, only anitya karyam can originate. See, if the cause is impermanent, the effect will also be impermanent. That is what is the vyapti which is being used. Let us see what is Shankaracharya saying. Similar argument which we have seen before, and he refutes that. What does Shankaracharya says? He says, if prakriti is anityam, it cannot be moola karanam. Prakriti will lose its status of moola karanam. Then you will ask, what is the karanam of prakriti then? Then you will get into infinite regression. The panchabhutas came from prakriti. Prakriti is the karanam. But where did the prakriti come from? You will have to create another prakriti or some other. There will be a logical fallacy. It's called as anavastha dosha. So that is what is the is this particular verse which we have already seen. I'll go to the 14th verse. In the 14th verse, you see, all these verses are only dealing, the final conclusion will come in the 22nd verse. These are all arguments given by Samkhya to Vaisheshika, and ultimately Gaudapada Acharya will give his matam. Here in the 14th Karika, Gaudapada Acharya refutes Vaidika Srishti. Vaidika Srishti means what? The Purva Mimamsa. This is an interesting, it is an interesting thesis which we all have studied very well in the past. That is the law of karma and the law of birth of a body. Now, one question which we always ask is Vaidika Srishti. Vaidika Srishti means Veda Purva Bhaga. How rituals, that portion of Veda Purva, which is primarily the cause is karma and shariram is the effect. Karma, sharira, flow, pravaha. What is samsara? Samsara is punyam, papa, karma gives us a new shariram. And this is beginningless, it is endless. That is what is the theory behind the law of karma and body. Rebirth. Whenever we say you will be born again because you have got karma phala. Anadi shariram, anadi karma. Anadi means endless karmas are there in the Sanchita bank. Endless body will be born because of Sanchita karma. So this entire flow of cycle of birth and death all exists because of karma. Shankaracharya will refute this also. We'll see how. It's a very interesting this is a very interesting argument, because many questions of the seekers are about this, whether karma came first or whether body came first. Now that is what will be answered in these in the next 2-3 karikas. One of the very famous mantras of the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which says, Tetam Bhuktva Swarga Lokam Vishalam Shine Punye Martya Lokam Vishanti. This is one of the pramanams for rebirth in Bhagavad Gita. After you have enjoyed all the punyam for in the Swargaloka, you will be again born in the world, in the Bhuloka, you will come back to Bhuloka. This is how the Veda Purva gives Srishti Prakar, the creation theory according to Veda Purva Bhai. What is Shankaracharya's and Gaudapadacharya's view on this? He says that this methodology of karma and shariram, karma is the cause, shariram is the effect. It is okay for a junior student at the adhyaropa state because it is a logic oriented. Ultimately, we have to use what? Not logic. We have to use Shruti. Shruti means ultimately what is the Veda Anta portion saying? The Veda Anta portion says Yastu Sarvani Bhutani Atmanvano Anupashyati Sarva Bhutesha Chatmanam Tathona Vijugupsate. These are two important mantras of Ishavasya Upanishad, which says that ultimately there is nothing called as cause and effect. They all become one Atma. Know that Atma to be beyond cause and effect, and you merge both cause and effect into one singular Atma. The same thing is, the same message is given in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. These are all wonderful Upanishads. When you study the Upanishad Bhashyam, you must make note of these type of mantra and what is the essence behind this. The 6th and 7th mantra of Ishavasya Upanishad is a message for Eka Atma. There is only one Atma. There is Atma means what? It is the ultimate Vastu in the creation, which is called as Turiyam. Turiyam is explained in Ishavasya in the 6th and 7th. Turiyam is explained in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in chapter 2, 4 and 14. What does it say? Tat kenakam mandita, tat kenakam vijaniya. How to know that Atma through which only you're knowing in the world, through which your sense organs are knowing the world. One light of consciousness going through the mind gives the power of to the sense organ to experience the world. Dakshinamurti Stotram. To know that consciousness, there cannot be a knower. To know that consciousness, because that is the ultimate knower. Turiyam is the ultimate knower. The moment in meditation you reach the Turiyam state and you say, I am the Turiya Atma, you should just abide in it. Again, don't let the mind start wondering, what is Turiyam? Is it blankness? Don't ask such question, because that is the ultimate. The knowledge of rope negates everything about the rope snake. The knowledge of Brahman negates everything about the creation. Because in the ultimate Brahman or Turiya Atma, creation is only an appearance. Again and again I'm repeating. Dream world is an appearance in Waker. Waking world is an appearance in Turiyam. This fact, if your intellect is able to understand, absorb, assimilate through meditation, then you will never have the feeling, I am dying. I am ever born. No birth is there for Atma. If no birth, there is no death. That is how you get over mortality. Asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya. That is the prayer. It gets answered when you understand the nature of Atma, which is Turiya Atma. So that particular, this verse 2.4.14 of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, go through this verses on your own. This is an extremely important verse to say that you cannot, it is the same mantra in Kathopanishad which says, Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. My light of camphor is being shown to the, as an aradhana, is shown as a naivedyam in the temples, but that camphor light cannot illumine God, because God is the illuminator of the camphor. That is what is the meaning given in 2.4.14 of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Same mantra, Natatri Surabhati, is the same as Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So, Brahman is Satyam, Jagan is Mithya, and Ajati Vada, that means, Ajati means world is an appearance, it is not a creation. These are all important mantras for a jnani. He understands everything as Atma. There is no Ahankara, there is no Karta, Bhokta, Pramata. These are all at a lower level, like at a dreamer's level. Dvaita Prapancha is at the dreamer's level. At the ultimate level, there is only Advaitam. Very, very, very profound mantras. How ultimately Gaudapada Acharya establishes Advaitam. It is very difficult to understand, for an intellect to pick up the concept of Advaitam, non-duality, is not easy to pick up. But Gaudapada Acharya, through these type of reasoning, several shlokas are there which negates Vaidika Dvaita Srishti. From 14th onwards till the 20th and 21st verses, it is all Dvaita Nisheda. Mainly the Veda Purva portion is being negated.
Yeto Radhih Palam Yesham. Yeto Radhih Palam Yesham. Adihetu Falasya Cha. Adihetu Falasya Cha. Yeto Falasya Cha Nadihe. Heto falasya chanadihe katham tairupavarnyate katham tairupavarnyate.
We are going to analyze the karma and shariram theory in these verses. What is the cycle between karma, body, karma? Karma phalam is sharira. Karma is the hetu, cause. Shariram is the effect. This is what we normally understand. Punya papa karma will give us good body, good life. More punyam, better quality of body, better life. Little less punyam, slightly mediocre life. This is our normal Veda Purva understanding. Shankaracharya, Gaudapada Acharya refute this entire theory of law of karma in this Mandukya Upanishad. By the 22nd mantra, from 14 to 22nd, you will see argument after argument. What is first? Karma is first or Shariram is first? If you say Shariram is first, that is illogical. If you say karma is first, again it is illogical. Vaidika people means the ritualists commit a mistake. They take Srishti as the ultimate teaching of Veda. See how, what a big mistake they are making. What does Advaitin say? Turiya Atma is the teaching, not creation. Whereas the Vaidika people say 14 lokas, Srishti is the ultimate in creation. Srishti is like a pole vault. Up to a certain point, you climb the pole with the pole vault. You know the instrument, the stick which you use to jump over the pole. So creation has to be used only for that, to cross over the universe. That is what Gaudiya Padacharya will say in the 22nd verse. He will say, all theories of creation you use to come up to the Turiyam level and ultimately negate creation and go over the pole and go into the Advaita Turiyam state and see the truth, the final truth. Karma is the cause of body. Body has a beginning. It is not beginningless. The 14th shloka attacks the word anadi. Anadi means beginningless. Samsara is anadi, that is being refuted in the 14th mantra. What Shankaracharya says, okay, I will stop in this mantra 720. Let me start next week because time is up for today. So we will begin with this particular portion, 14 to 21st. Slightly longer mantras are there, but anyway, you'll have to bear with this type of reasoning and logic. But the end is very interesting. See, the end is interesting, and your intellect will accept Gaudiya Padacharya's Ajatiwada. That is a beauty. Okay, I will stop here for the Mandukya class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.